exit strategies. They don't work, you know. Keep Moses in mind. Forget those, but remember this. Romans 8, 28 to 30. And we know that all things work together for good, for those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he called. Whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified. God's got a purpose, a destiny and an identity for us. Every one, not just some. Accepting this gives us security, identity and belonging under his government, his kingdom. Everything the world seeks after. Hey, that's Matthew 6:33 right there. Just one problem, beloved. It's his plan and it probably won't line up with your plan for your life. So guess who's going to have to make a mid-course correction? That is if you want life to go relatively smoothly. We can be the author of our own confusion sometimes, you know, in resisting the government of the Most High, still determined to be our own governor. We run into all kinds of problems and troubles. Satan offered Eve self-government. She accepted the invitation, as did her spouse. And as a result, we're all born with it. The desire to be our own master. That is, as someone has said, I must be the captain of my soul and the master of my fate, but thank you for the offer. Sidelining God who created us and determined to go our own way, that is, until we're reunited with him in his Son. But these old bad habits die so hard, and more for some than others. As a friend told me the other day, God had said to her, some doors are stuck faster than others. So how's it working out for you? Do you have a door that is stuck fast, keeping him out? Would a little oil of the Holy Spirit help, do you think? A divine WD-40? Try it. Ask for help, beloved. Just ask. Ask.